In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today we are celebrating the fourth Sunday in the 50 days of Pentecost. And as we know that we start from the first week, so today is the light of the world. And if we go through the 50 days, we have seven Sundays, and every Sunday is talking about I am. When Jesus Christ, he was on the earth, he tried to teach us, to tell us about himself, who is he? And he said, I am. But I am in the 50 days is another I am. But how to live with Jesus Christ on the earth and to prepare ourselves for the new life, for the eternal life. So Christ, he was revealing himself to tell us who is he. To live with him on the earth and also to prepare us for the eternal life, the coming life. First Sunday, it was our faith. From John 20, 28 and 29, Jesus said to him, to Thomas, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. It's clearly St. Paul also said in 1 Corinthians, he said, 15:4-13, and if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty and your faith is also empty. In first Sunday, Christ taught us to tell us exactly, you have to believe without seeing. I was here on the earth and I was incarnate and I was crucified on the cross, buried in the tomb and rose from the dead for you, for your salvation. And believe in me. Believe without seeing. It was the first Sunday to teach us about the faith. Christ is the faith. Again, to understand the meanings of I am in these the 50 days, it's different because Christ tried to teach us how to live with him in this life and to prepare ourselves for the eternal life. So first of all, he said, I am the faith. Faith without seeing. Faith in your heart. Trust in me. I am your father. So the second Sunday he said, I will give you the bread of life, my body. In John 6, I am the bread of life. Your father Adam ate the manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is bread which comes down from heaven that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven and to the end. And Christ tried to explain, to compare himself between the manna, between the bread of life. Manna came from heaven. Christ came from heaven. The manna give the life for the Israel people, the people of Israel, and also to his body give us the life in his life, also to in this earth and for the eternal life. That's why we are saying in the prayer of confession, which is given to us as for salvation, remission of sins, and eternal life to those who partake of him. Yeah, we are partnering, we are taking his body to live for the eternal life. Again, he said, I am the faith, believe in me. The second Sunday, it was, I am the bread, eat me, and you will live in this life and for the eternal life too. The third Sunday, the last Sunday, it was Christ, the water of life, John 4:13. And we know that we read the Gospel of Samaritan woman three times, the first time in Holy, the Great Lent, and the second time, the third Sunday in the 50 days of Pentecost, and the third one, we are praying of the prayer of prostration, kneeling, we are praying the third prayer of kneeling prayer, اللي هي السجدة. And what is the water? The water is the new life. If he said the first time, I am the faith and believe in me. And he also said, I am the bread. Eat me. I am the bread of life. And the third Sunday, he said, I am the water. I am giving you the life. The people of Israel pass over from Egypt to the land, the promised land, and they pass over through that, through the Red Sea, as if they pass over from the death to the life. And we are doing the same when we buried with him in the water of the baptism, and we took from the water the life, the new life. In 1 Corinthians 10:12, moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our Father was under the cloud, all passed through the sea. And also the life, or the water of life, it's a grace and mercy. Saint Augustine said something very, very, very important. You created us to yourself, and our souls will remain restless until we find comfort in you. He said, talking to God, you created us to be close to you. Like, we know that from your love you created us. And our souls will remain restless until we find comfort in you. So God is doing all his effort that the soul come back to his bottom. In one of them, a really precious book of Abuna Matta al-Miskin, Habbat Hinta, he said, God is doing all his effort and he's using all the ways to keep the soul of the person close to him. And his target, that the soul come back to him in the eternal life. So he's doing all his ways. Whatever he's doing, he's using everything. The problem that I'm not accepting what God is doing with me. And this is a problem. That's why I have to accept what God is doing with me in order to adapt, to accept what God tried to reshape me again. That my soul come back to his bottom again. In John 7:38, he said, he who believes in me, as the scripture he has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. So he said, in St. Augustine said, trying to satisfy the rest of the part, you created us to yourself, and our souls will remain restless until we find comfort in you. Trying to satisfy our thirst to worldly desires is just like drinking from salty water. We end up thirstier than before drinking. The water that I'm taking is from his side, from his grace, his blessing. If I am going to enjoy my life only, and I try to find happiness outside him, I will be thirsty more. And I need more, and I'm searching for something more. But the living, or the water of life, which is coming from Jesus Christ, who is like, enjoy my heart, so I'm no need to go outside and to take the happiness from outside. And finally, for today, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. John 12:46, then Jesus cried out and said, he who believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And he who sees me sees him who sent me. I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. In the beginning of the Gospel of St. John, he was very clear. He said, in the beginning, this is when St. John started to open his Gospel, he said, in the beginning was the world, with the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things come to be through him, and without him nothing came to be. What came to be through him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome. In John 12, he said, Then Jesus said to them, A little while longer the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest the darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light. And he said, I am the light. In the beginning of the word, that was the word, and the word enlightened everything. I will try to explain that exactly with an example. Few years ago, I met a blind man. And he was with me. So we talked together a lot, and we walked together. When we are walking, I told me, I can't walk by myself, and please can you hold my hand? I'm not sure, I'm not aware about this area, so hold my hand. Sure. So after that, he was asking me, like, can you tell me exactly what you are seeing? I'm listening only, I'm hearing something, like, but I'm not sure what is that. So I told him, this is a water here, a fountain of water. He said, fountain of water, yeah, I don't understand that mean, but it's okay, like, what is that exactly? So I tried to explain to him what is a water and fountain come from upside to down. And after that he said, what else? So I told him, like, there's a tree. It's an amazing tree here. It's beautiful. He said, really? What the meaning of tree? Oh, I have to go more scientific to explain what is the tree exactly. There's a root and there's many things. So I tried to explain to him. So he told me something. Okay, I will try to imagine. I will try to imagine about what you said to me, about what you explained. So I will try to imagine. I told him, there is a bird. So he said to me, what is that? I told him, like, it's a bird. And it's beautiful colors. He told, colors? What do you mean about colors? I was so sad. Because I tried to explain to someone who really wanted to know what is exactly around him. Before the baptism, we were blind. Before the baptism, and before the Holy Spirit came to us, we couldn't see anything. We lived in the darkness. When the Holy Spirit came to us, He gave us the life. He tried to explain, to enlighten our eyes, to see everything in the right color, in the right thing. Let us do an explain more and practical. Honestly speaking, this week I was preparing, I was telling myself I have to prepare and I have to do a presentation, I have to do that. And after that I said, like, no, I don't think that I have to prepare anything. I have to talk practically. Just I wake up in the morning, anyone, I'm talking about myself. When I open my eyes, I see the light of God shining. The sunrise. And I remember that God gave us this light to see everything in the right way, properly. I have to go quickly and I have to open my heart to Him, raise my hand and stand up and pray. I have to ask Him about to receive more light to enlighten my heart and my eyes. The life outside is dark. But if I have the light, I can live with this light. And when the light is enlightened my heart and my eyes, I can go everywhere, anywhere. If I go to the work, and for example, someone annoying me, by the light that I received in the morning, which is already, this is light is existing inside my heart because already I receive it by the Holy Spirit. If someone, for example, annoying me, still my smile, and no one can annoy me, I'm not in trouble. I have no fear in my heart. If I heard that, for example, they are firing all the people in at work, even they came to me and said, you are out of the work now. Because I receive the light in the morning, and I receive this light, I am trying to emphasize that the light, I keep the light inside me, I have no fear. Or if I meet, for example, someone who's like judging me all the time, or I, in the opposite, I see someone doing something bad, I can't judge him because the light that I receive it tell me exactly to open my heart and to see the right. I give him an excuse. I'm not judging him. If I go to my home and my kids, for example, annoying me and they're doing a lot of troubles because I receive the light from the beginning of the day, again, and I try to emphasize this light inside me by praying more and more, God give me the wisdom how to deal with my kids. Sometimes the people, when they come, when, for example, like they come to the church and they pray, we are praying that, for example, like, God help me in that, which is good. But the issue that he said, you didn't ask me what you have to ask. If you wanted to ask me the right things. Open my eyes and my heart and give me the light to see the right things. By myself, I can't do anything. I am a human, very weak. How I can deal with work? How I can deal with my kids? How I can deal with everything? How I can deal even in my spiritual life? I can't. There is no light, there is darkness. So when I receive this light, I'm asking help to help me. For example, when I'm dealing with everything, sometimes we have many issues and troubles in our life and we can't deal with all of that. By the light, said, Habibi, do that. Also, if there is a sin in front of me and I'm doing this sin, I'm going to this way, if there is no light, I will fall in the sin. And if there is light, the light tells me it's wrong. Don't do that. By the light, I see the heaven all the time in front of me. By the light which enlightened my heart, when I come to the church early morning, for example, and day before, like at the midnight, midnight 5, midnight 10 minutes. Okay, I can drink water, I can eat. It's not a big deal. Rabbana yani mish basis al khamas daqayq. This is because I'm seeing from eyes, earthly eyes. But if my eyes is open on the light of the heaven, no tifriq ma'a al khamas daqayq wal ashr daqayq. If my heart is already enlightened by this light, it's time now to go to the church early. We have to meet God early. We have to be the first one at church. I have a desire to come to pray, to talk to Him. This is only because the light is enlightened my heart. And there is no light inside me. Ya Sidi, mish mushkila, ma niji ba'd al-Injil wa qabl al-Injil. A difference between light and darkness. When we walk, there's a smile on my faith, it's coming from the light that I'm receiving from Him. And how to receive this light? There is many sources of light. Many sources of light in my life. I have to receive it. When I meet Him in the morning, when I talk to Him during the day, when I'm asking Him His help and His wisdom and His peace inside my heart, when I open the Gospel, the Bible, and then read, and reading again by the eyes open, that's why the forefathers said, when we open the Bible and read, pray before go to open the Bible and read, that God, and ask God to give you an enlightened eyes to see what God is saying to you. Not information or knowledge. Yeah, I read that and I read that and I finished all the Bible. I have to read the Bible by the inside eyes to see what God is saying to me. And when I see that, the Word of God will enlighten my heart and my eyes. When I come to the church and take the communion, but when I come to the church, not because it's a habit, I have to come to the church. No, I'm preparing myself from day before. I'm very happy when I'm running to the church. A few days ago, I was passing in the church here. And the church was closed. And I saw some people who are like Eritrean. And they are on their knees outside the door. And they are praying a lot. 2 hours and a half outside the door. Not inside. And they are praying. This is the light of life. This is the light that I receive. This is the light that keeps me happy all the time. Whatever I'm in trouble or not troubled, and I have many things happen around me, but I have peace inside my heart because I receive the light inside me. Every time I have this smile on my face because I have this light in front of me, I receive the light from every second from Him. As I said, I prepared a presentation, but I couldn't even to talk about what I wrote. But I prefer to be practical in my life. How to receive the light inside my heart and to walk in this world with this light that God prepared for me, the other place in the eternal life. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Fire, yeah. 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 Creator of heaven and earth, of all things seen and unseen, we believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead, according to Scriptures, ascended into the heavens. He sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who the Father and Sons worship and glorify, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins. Den Gottesdem heit entian anstalt sie sind in ihrem Mut. Nimm wir und chente wir uns neu. Amen.